Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Dwight Henry along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We welcome you to Local Matters. Pastor Ron, good afternoon again, sir.
Good afternoon, Dwight. Man, well, these Friday afternoons roll around real quick, don't they?
Absolutely. You ready to crank it up?
I am. I love this. It gets my fire going.
It trips my trigger.
Yeah.
Hey, we are looking forward to talking to you about something that's really relevant in terms of what's going on in our culture, our society, our community, our world today. We want to talk about winning the battle of the lockdown mentality, winning the battle of the lockdown mentality. And you know, Pastor Ron, that's kind of what we've been dealing with,
yes,
this COVID thing. It's kind of been, you know, you hear the term new normal, you hear the term lockdown, you hear the term uncertain times, you hear all those things, you hear the term keep your distance, stay home, all those kinds of things. I'm not saying that distance is not important, but it creates a different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But as we go into the scriptures, we're not the first ones to deal with this kind of thing, are we?
No. And you know, Dwight, the mental aspect of this is one of the things I think it would be good for us to talk about, because, you know, obviously we've all been in this lockdown situation time again with the what's going on with COVID. And but, you know, Dwight, I one of the things that I see, of course, as a pastor, I see that there are a lot of people that are more than being locked down. They have a lockdown mentality. And, you know, I preach at the jail, different jails. I know you do too. And one of the things that I've learned from a couple of inmates that are born again, that know God, man, they are freer now, even though they're locked up, than they were before they accepted Christ in their lives. They realize there's a liberty in them. And one of the things we want people to see is with the Lord, you know, you are never boxed in. And don't let, I mean, you know, we want to abide by the rules. And if we're told to lock down, to stay in place, if we're told to wear a mask, whatever, we want to abide by the rules. But we don't want to get this lockdown mentality in our minds to think that this is the new normal, that this is the way life's going to be forever. I agree with you and believe with all of my heart, COVID is here, but it will be gone someday. And we need to prepare our hearts and not have this lockdown attitude. The love and the presence of the Lord, Dwight, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen.
We don't ever need to get settled or think that this lockdown mentality, because, Dwight, this is the thing that concerns me about a lockdown mentality, is the degree of hopelessness that it brings. And, you know, I pastor Living Hope Church.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I was called and have been called to do is to bring hope to people, to give them a confident expectation of good, not a false sense of hope. Like I've said before, we don't deny reality. It's real. The virus is real. People are dealing with real things, but we have to guard our hearts against a lockdown mentality. We are not going to allow, even if we have to stay locked down, we're not going to allow the lockdown mentality to get us to the state of hopelessness. And if our listening audience, if you're listening to us today and you feel that sense of hopelessness, it's not hopeless. God's bigger than this. God is bigger than COVID. God's bigger than the lockdown. God's bigger than all the problems that we're facing. We just have to really, one of the things, Dwight, to overcome the lockdown is look and have a bigger vision and a bigger picture. If you have a bigger vision, you'll begin to see something bigger than all this COVID and all this stuff that's going on.
And you know, being a part, you know, I belong to a civic club, and for several months now we've been meeting on Zoom. You know, there've been meetings that have been canceled. There's been, the way we adjusted our church services, and still are to a degree.
Uh-huh.
You know, still adjusting. So you can be separated that way, but so that's an action. But what we don't want to happen, and I believe flies in the face of the teaching and the Word of God, is it becomes a way of thinking.
Oh, gosh,
I mean,
that's it.
Because we start thinking lockdown. We start thinking victim. We start thinking that way and living, not just acting that way temporarily, but it begins to affect our mindset, our mentality, mm-hmm. our attitude. So we start thinking and acting like lockdown people.
And that's the, Dwight, what I think this particular program is about is we want people to not have this new normal mentality. I stand against this as the new normal. I don't think the Lord is going to allow this mentality or even these specific rules and laws to continue. I think we're going through this. do I think other things may happen? Yes, I do. But I think no matter what it is, you know, it's like you've said before, we may face something that may be over, but there's always going to be something down the pike. There's always going to be something coming. And, you know, one of the things that encourages me is all through the scriptures, Dwight, you see times where it seemed like there was no hope. It was just hopeless. Like when the children of Israel were at the Red Sea, it's like, here they are standing at a sea. What's going to happen now? And all of a sudden the Lord said, Moses, stretch out your rod. He stretched out his rod and the sea parted.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Think about this for a minute. If God is God, what is too difficult for him? There's nothing too difficult for him. And the goal in our minds, Dwight, is to break this lockdown mentality and begin to break this hopelessness and begin to see that with God, all things are possible. With God, there's a possibility of even having to stay at home, but still not have that hopeless lockdown mentality. You know, God also at one point, he closed the mouths of the lions that were trying to when the king threw Daniel in the lion's den, he shut the mouths of the lion. And I mean, the thing that we have to realize, no matter what we go through, to keep our hearts tender, you know, if you think about all that Joseph went through, you know, his brother sold him into slavery. I mean, he ended up in prison because he wouldn't have an affair with Potiphar's wife. And then he ended up being at the head of the Egyptian kingdom and brought salvation. And so, but what did he do all during those struggles, all during those trials, Dwight? He kept his heart tender before God. He always saw that there was hope with God. And so if you're dealing with hopelessness today, we want you to know there is hope even in this lockdown culture.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this afternoon on Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. And we're talking today about winning the battle of the lockdown mentality and as a way of thinking. And I love the illustrations. I mean, we are not the first people on the planet to ever feel like we're locked down. You gave some biblical examples
right
there. But I love what you said. Specifically, you mentioned Living Hope. I love what you said about that word hope, because when we hear that hope, that word hope in our culture many times, it's so anemic. It's like, well, where do you go? What's going to happen now? Is it going to work out well? Well, I sure hope so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it's anemic, or it's almost like wishing and hoping. I mean, blowing out candles on a birthday cake.
Yeah.
But we have to, instead of having a lockdown mentality, we have in us the force and the power of hope. Faith, hope, and love, these three. And the power of hope, just like you said a while ago, Pastor Ron, is that confident expectation of good. Even in the midst of what we're experiencing right now, we still need, because the Word says so, and we're equipped to do this with this force of hope, to confidently expect good. I mean, even in some serious lockdown periods that the Apostle Paul had, he got locked down a few times. But you know what? He did some of his best work while he was locked down.
Yeah.
He wrote some of the New Testament right there.
Well, that's good.
Well, I'm here. I might as well make the best of it. And he wrote some of the New Testament right there in the Roman jail.
Yeah, and you know, when Paul and Silas were beaten, and it says they were thrown in jail, it said they prayed and sang praises to God so loud that the prisoners heard them. And while they were in that prison, in that lockdown, Dwight, they used the Word of God. And this is what hope is. They used the Word of God to build an inner image or a blueprint on their hearts to see that, wait, we may be locked down, but what's a prison door to God? You know, there may be a lockdown situation, but we are people that do not lose hope. And so we want to recognize, Dwight, that no matter what situation we may be facing, I want to say this again, with God, all things are possible. And if you can keep that, no matter, you know, where you are in our community, we want you to keep a sense of hope and realize the power of hope, the power of this inward image. And Dwight, I don't want to get a psychoanalyst or anything like that, but there is an aspect of this that where you meditate on the Word of God, you build this image on the inside of you, and you begin to see something that is greater. You begin to realize that, wait, there is a way of escape. There is a way that I can move out of this hopelessness or this lockdown mentality and realize that God has a way for me.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. And because we cannot, if we get trapped in it by this, then it's easy to let that become a way of thinking. It's easy to say, well, we're just a victim.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're
just a victim
here. And, you know, so if we're a victim, we can blame it on something else. If we're a victim, we think there's nothing that can do about it. If we're a victim, we think only the government can help. We can develop that victim mentality. And that flies in the face, Pastor Ron, of everything that the scriptures and God says we are. Because
we
think about what John Osteen used to say, you know, I am who God says I am.
Yep.
I have what God says I have. I can do what God says I can do. So we've got not to let that become a way of thinking.
Right. And you know, Dwight, that victim mentality is something, if you'll remember in the scriptures, when David killed Goliath, the whole army of Israel had a victim mentality. What are we going to do? There's nothing we could do. The giant would come out every day and laugh at him.
Yeah.
And here you got this little boy that, and here's the key now. David, this young youth, had laid out in the field with the sheep, there was a lion and a bear that came, and he killed both the lion and the bear in his private time. And so when he had killed the lion and the bear, it gave him the inner image and the confidence and the hope that he could slay that giant, while all the armies of Israel were hidden in caves, and they were afraid, and they were bound up by this lockdown. They were all locked down at this giant that was coming toward them, but God sent a way for them to be delivered. It happened to be through David, but he ended up delivering the whole nation of Israel, and the whole nation of Israel became free once this one little boy, this young teenager, delivered him from this giant, because he refused to have a lockdown mentality in his life.
I love that. I want to pick it up with a thought about David when we come back. We're so happy you're with us this afternoon on Local Matters. Pastor Ron Allen and Dwight Henry, your host. We're talking today about winning the battle of the lockdown mentality, and we'll be back with more in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
We're back on Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Today, we are talking about something that's very relevant in our culture, our community, and our world today, winning the battle of the lockdown mentality. And Pastor Ron, just before you talked about, before the break, you talked about the children of Israel being kind of in a lockdown situation. They were facing the Philistines. The giant Goliath came after day, and he said, hey, he challenged them. He said, send your best man up here. If I kill him, you know, you will serve us. He kills me, we'll serve you. Nobody raised their hand and said, pick me. I mean,
nobody did that.
Not even Saul, who was head and shoulders above everybody else, it says. But, here comes this little teenage boy who didn't come to the scene as a warrior.
No.
He didn't come to the scene as a man. Remember, he came as a saint. He was carrying some cheese and bread and other things that his daddy said, bring down to your brothers because they're fine. And so he shows up, you know, and he sees this giant. And he said, and everybody's looking at the giant. But he had that image inside him that his God was bigger than any giant.
Yeah.
His God was bigger than any situation that caused lockdown. And he said, I'm gonna take this giant out to show the power of the God that I worship and serve.
Yeah.
And he charged and even Saul comes over to him and said, what? He said, well, here, take my armor. And so I could see David putting this big helmet on. That, mm-hmm. You know, David was about a medium at his biggest, and Saul was about triple X. I mean, he's a big old guy. So he tried to put the helmet on, it comes down over his face, you know, he puts the shield on, it drops down. And he said, this just didn't work for me, so I appreciate everything, but this just don't work. He said, well, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to go down to the creek here and get some rocks.
Yeah.
I mean, you imagine? I'm against some rocks. Uh-huh. And I can just see Saul. I mean, he can see it. He said, what?
Yeah.
And he, Saul probably felt like running. And he said, hey, this kid's going to take out Goliath by throwing rocks at him. We better get out of here. David goes down, launches the first rock, hits him right square in the forehead. Boom, Goliath falls down. What I like to say is, neat. David runs up the hill there, takes Goliath's own sword and cuts his head off.
Yep.
And I heard one preacher describe David one time. He said, you can say that he holds the head up so everybody could see it. He said David was just an ambitious young man trying to get ahead in life. But the point is, he knew that his God was bigger than what they were facing, be it a COVID lockdown or a giant, and that still is relevant today.
And you know, Dwight, that same kind of giant mentality is confronting us with this in regard to that, like that giant, he would come out every day and threaten them. Who among you will come and fight me? Who among you will do this? And so all the nation of Israel were locked down. But God sent a deliverer. And, you know, we see time and time again in the scriptures when Jesus, with the woman caught in adultery, you know, when they brought her and they throwed her at Jesus' feet, the Pharisees thought they had him in a trap. You know, they thought they had him locked down.
Yeah.
And Jesus, you know what he did? He humbled himself and he started playing in the sand.
He started
playing in the sand. And you know what? God gave him the answer. Really, if you think about it, this answer is the answer for the whole world. He that is without sin among you, throw the first stone. And so we see that every time the religious leaders thought they had Jesus locked down, God made a way of escape for him. And we have to realize that God is no respecter of persons, and that if he made a way of escape for Jesus, he's going to make a way of escape for us. We just have to realize this is temporary and not let this lockdown mentality, Dwight, I just don't even like people using the words the new normal, that this is, I'm not accepting this as the new normal. I just believe that if we say that, if we confess that, it's going to be like the woman caught in adultery and Jesus stuck there not knowing what to do. But no, God always made him escape. There was one time, even in Jesus' hometown, when he first started preaching, the first message he preached at his home church, they were going to throw him off the cliff over the back of the church. But the scripture said God did something and gave him a way that he walked through the midst of them.
Wasn't locked down.
That's in Luke chapter 4. He wasn't locked down. He walked through the midst of them when they were going to throw him over a cliff. So we see that it really doesn't matter what the world or Satan throws at you. God has a way of escape. It says in every situation, he will make a way of escape. But Dwight, slowing ourselves down, trusting in him is a key to get us to the place that we can find that pathway of escape.
I like what the scriptures say too, Pastor Ron, continuing with that line of thought. And these things are available to Jesus. We had saw some other examples that you talked about earlier with Apostle Paul and things. But the Bible says that the born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is a joint heir with Jesus. You've been preaching about it in church, being sons of God and what that means. We're joint. Well, an heir means when somebody passes away, when somebody dies, you get something.
Yes.
Well, Jesus has died and was raised again so we could get something. Joint heir means equal. So if Jesus has access to resources to get him out of those lockdown situations,
that's good.
If the Apostle Paul has access to we are joint heirs.
Yes.
Those resources, those concepts, those ideas, those witty inventions, those whatever you want to call, they're available to us too.
Yes.
We don't have to accept the new normal.
No.
We accept the liberty that is in Christ Jesus.
And you know, you may find this to be a mental challenge. You may find this to be something too hard for you to handle, this lockdown and all the things that are going on. One of the things, so I don't say much about this, but we have a free mental health clinic at Living Hope Church. It's an urgent care. If you don't have money and you can't pay, you don't have a place to go, you feel an urgent need, we have it's called Hope Springs Clinic. That's opened every Friday from 9 until noon at Living Hope Church, 1020 East Spring Street in Cookeville, Tennessee. And we offer that. It's just a free service. Dr. Matt Langford is the doctor there and his team. If you find that this mental anguish it's much more than you can handle. Maybe you can't come up with a scripture. Maybe you don't know what to do. Maybe you don't have a place to go. Well, we want you to know we love you. We care about you. We're going to try to help you all we can from a spiritual angle. But if you're dealing with something so mentally strong about this lockdown that you are locked down literally in your mind and you need help, we not only are going to offer spiritual help to you, but we have a doctor here at this clinic. It's Hope Springs Clinic every Friday from 9 until noon, and you're welcome to come by. It's in the Hope Center behind the building at Living Hope Church, and let Dr. Matt and his team see if they can help you out.
We're glad you're with us this afternoon on Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Today, we're talking about winning the battle of the lockdown mentality. And, you know, I know since, I don't know, this has been going on March, maybe something like that. Mm-hmm. And so it does have, if you just, you know, I was talking to my wife the other day, and I was talking about somebody, and I said, I haven't seen that person lately. And I said to her, I haven't seen a lot of people lately.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't seen a lot of people who I'm used to seeing, and life has been changed. And if we don't watch it, that can creep into our way of thinking,
Living. Lord help us.
But we've got answers for that.
We do, and we definitely don't want that to be an issue for you. But, you know, there are genuine, I believe, Dwight, that there are genuine mental health issues. There are genuine PTSD is a real thing. I think a lot of people probably deal with PTSD. And we want you to know that we love you, we care about you, and this free urgent care clinic is open every Friday for you. And, you know, Dwight, one of the things that the Lord impressed on me very strongly is in 1 Kings, I think it's 2 Kings 6:16, the prophet and his servant were locked down because there was an army that surrounded them. And one of the things, Dwight, that he told his servant, he said, Lord, open my servant's eyes so that he can see. Immediately, the servant began to see all the angels that encamped around about them. And, you know, if you're dealing with this from a very strong mental lockdown, very strong hopelessness, maybe you feel that, let me say to you what the prophet said that day, that there are more that are with us than are with them. You know, there's more. The angels of God are here to help us get through this lockdown, to help us get through COVID, to help us get through the fear of this, to help us get through the challenge of this. God is not going to forsake us. You may feel that way, but get a hold of your feelings. We walk by faith, not by sight. And so we want you to realize if you have that lockdown mentality, begin to break that. See that as an enemy in your life. See that as something that you need to overcome.
I love what you said about that, Pastor Ron, because when I was going through that kind of lockdown mentality in my life, where worry literally had me bedfast, you know, I ran across that verse in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God's not giving you a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And I was so separated from just spiritual thinking at that point in time. I remember thinking, or even saying out loud, or thinking, I don't remember which one, and I said, well, if I've got such a sound mind, why do I feel like I'm going crazy?
Wow. Uh-huh.
I believe I said that out loud, even though I was in my house by myself. Why do I feel like I'm going crazy? And Pastor Ron, I heard in my heart, at that moment, I'll never forget it. It's as if it were yesterday. Here's what I heard in my heart, not audibly, but louder than that in my heart. If I've got such a sound mind, why do I feel like I'm going crazy? I heard, well, what are you going to believe?
Wow.
Are you going to believe your feelings? Or are you going to believe my word?
That's it.
And
right
that's
there.
When I started to turn around. It was a process. You don't let what you feel get in the way of what you know.
Right. And Dwight, that is such a good thing, because you may be feeling the lockdown mentality. You may be feeling estranged, or you may be feeling out of pocket. And we are here to encourage you, to give you a word from the Lord, if you will, that we do not have to live in the hopelessness. We do not have to live there, and I don't think for one second God has caused this, sent it, or anything. I don't think he wants us to live in hopelessness, Dwight. Hopelessness is really a curse, and God has provided a way for us to win over this, and the way that it begins is individual hearts getting past this lockdown hopelessness mentality, and we begin to realize that even if we are in that, Dwight, there are like I said, we've got the mental health clinic. There's a lot of ways to get help and to overcome this.
Hey, we're glad you have been with us this afternoon. Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen, inviting you to join us same time next week for Local Matters.